PowerPoints. PowerPoints is the name of our brand new feature on RSAT Radio. PowerPoints looks into how political power works in Luxembourg, in Europe. Who has the power and how do they get it? How do the institutions work? Who decides what? A short explainer, a few bullet points about the political systems we live in, every Thursday at 9:40 a.m. Welcome to the first episode. We start this series this spring with the European governance. The European election takes place in June. The deadline to register as voters passed on Monday. Now we need to know what we vote for and how all of this works. This week we start with the very basics, the competences of the European Parliament, short the EP. What is the EP, who is it, and what is its role in European politics and in our everyday lives? Next stop, Brussels. The European Parliament is the only directly voted EU body and therefore the most democratic of all. Currently, 705 members of the European Parliament have seats, short MEPs. Elections take place every 5 years across all the EU member states. We will have a closer look at how this works in the next weeks. MEPs are involved in a variety of committees focusing on different sectors, such as agriculture, economic affairs, civil liberties, or consumer protection. Based on their research and debates, but also based on citizens' petitions, these committees make recommendations to the European Commission. The Commission then elaborates law proposals, which go back to Parliament for assessment. The EU Parliament and the Council of the European Union revise the proposals, read them a first and a second time, make amendments and negotiate.
Vote is closed.
If the Commission takes these amendments into account, the laws are more likely to be passed afterwards.
Adopted. Amendment 62 in two parts. First part, who's in favour? Who's against? Who abstains? Adopted. Second part, who's in favour? Who's against? Who abstains? Adopted. Amendment 66 in four parts. First part, who's in favour? Who's against? Who abstains? Adopted. Second part, who's in favour? Who's against? Who abstains? Check. Vote is closed. Rejected. Third part, who's in favour?
Every law in the end is submitted to the vote in the parliamentary plenary sessions. The Parliament has the power to approve, amend or reject legislation, which gives it a significant say in many areas. Taking the example of the Migration and Asylum Pact, which was approved by Parliament last week, the initial proposal was submitted in 2016, almost 8 years ago. 8 years of work to then get a rejection by Parliament would be tough and hinder Europe from moving forward if rejections happen regularly. Usually, the negotiation phase makes sure that the chances for an approval by Parliament are high. With last week's Migration and Asylum Pact, however, that wasn't clear until the last minute. The magazine Politico reports about lots of nightly phone calls having been made to MEPs to convince those whose opinion wasn't set in stone to vote for or against the directive.
Hey, it's me again. I've called, I want to say, 5 times today and you haven't picked up once. So I'm going to try this again. Please call me back.
In the end, it was adopted with 452 votes in favor, 154 against and 14 abstentions. Once the law enters into force, all member states have to present a plan on how they want to implement it. The European Parliament also holds other EU bodies to account, including the European Commission. It has the power to approve or reject the appointment of the Commission President and the Commissioners, shaping the EU's executive arm. After the last EP election in 2019, the MEPs rejected two EU Commissioner candidates from Hungary and Romania over alleged conflicts of interest. The decision was made by the Legal Affairs Committee and put Commission President Ursula von der Leyen under quite some pressure to come up with new candidates on time. The Parliament could even vote a motion of censure obliging the Commission to resign. Time to resume. The European Parliament is the only directly voted EU institution composed of more than 700 MEPs who work in more than 20 different committees and subcommittees. These committees examine legislation, and MEPs and political groups can bring forward amendments to proposed laws. Afterwards, all EU laws are accepted or rejected in a vote by the plenary. The European Parliament also has the power to accept or reject the European Commission and works as a watchdog, overseeing the work of the EU institutions, including the Commission. Finally, the Parliament has budgetary powers, revising drafts and having the last word in approving the EU's annual budget. That's it for today, the first episode of our new feature PowerPoints, today featuring a few key points on the work of the European Parliament. Tune in again next week. We will see who composes the European Parliament, which political groups are represented among the MEPs.
That was PowerPoints. A few points on how political power works around here. Every Thursday at 9:40 with Francisca on Aracity Radio.